Leah?
It's great, yeah. I'm really excited to be here. This is my first GAC, so it's really exciting to see all these credit unions in town, and I'm having a great time
it's
so far.
It's awesome. I know, and the show is only, what, maybe an hour old or something like that?
Right.
Or the exhibit hall just opened up. So, but you are the Senior Director of Advocacy and Counsel for CUNA, and you deal a lot with the CFPB. So, I mean, what's new with this? I know this is a loaded question, but what's new with the CFPB from your perspective?
So, the CFPB put out their rulemaking agenda at the end of last year, and there's a lot on there that's going to be impacting credit unions. And as you know, in 2008, when the financial meltdown happened, credit unions did not cause the financial crisis.
I know.
Yet we continue to be swept into these rulemakings that the CFPB is putting out. And we actually just reminded them last week about their exemption authority to not include credit unions within these rules. So
how'd that go over?
Well, we, Director Cordray actually, in a webcast with the NCUA, mentioned that he did not think that the CFPB had that exemption authority because Congress didn't allow him to use it.
Okay.
So we sent a letter pointing out the specific words that Congress put in the statute allowing them to use the exemption authority.
Oh, good,
so,
good.
Still waiting to hear on that, but... the next rule we're expecting is the payday small dollar rule, which should be coming out sometime in April.
Okay.
And that's a rule where we really think they should be using this exemption authority because it, in our eyes, could do a lot of good if it addressed some of the predatory lending in the payday lending market. And we would be very supportive of those consumer protections. However, the proposal that they put out during the Sabrifa panel actually included credit union products.
Oh.
And right now for credit unions, they pretty much break even or lose money on small dollar loans that they're offering. And it's difficult under the NCUA PEL program to offer them just because there's a number of conditions they must meet. And they have so many other regulatory burdens right now that we are very concerned that if this the PAL program and similar programs at state chartered institutions are swept into this rule.
Yeah.
It'll be just yet another regulatory burden that credit unions will have to take on. And it really just doesn't make a lot of sense because credit unions are trying to do this in a consumer-friendly way and trying to help their members when they have financial problems. So we've been pushing hard for an exemption in that rule.
That is a job and a half, it certainly sounds like. I mean, so, I mean, how is the GAC addressing the CFPB issues? I know Cordray, Director Cordray is going to be here talking. You have a couple of breakout sessions.
Right.
What's going to be discussed?
So another big issue at the CFPB is overdraft protection.
Oh, yeah.
We expect a pre-rule activity on that this year. Mm-hmm. We expect a Sabrifa panel. And it's something that CUNA is very concerned about because we know that members really like this service. So there's a breakout session on Tuesday, and Corey Stone from the CFPB is going to be in attendance at on the panel. Gigi Hyland is also going to be on it. It's going to be a very good panel, so I would encourage everyone to come to that 1:15 on Tuesday.
Okay.
And the director himself is actually coming to GAC on Tuesday morning at 9:30. And part of the reason he's coming was in response to a Hill op-ed that Ryan Donovan had published a few weeks ago, kind of expressing his concern that the CFPB keeps sweeping us into these rulemakings.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's coming to address credit unions, and we're really excited to have him, and we're glad he's excited to listen to us and hopefully take in this consideration some of our concerns.
So he gets to see this stuff firsthand.
Exactly, and see you know the thousands of credit union advocates that are concerned about these issues also.
That's actually a pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. All right. Enough of you on the hot seat here. To wrap up, I mean, what do you foresee in 2016 in regards to the CFPB? I know that's another one that's a lot on that plate, but what do you see? And then how do credit unions relate in there?
So we think it's, in any last year of an administration, it's always a busy year on the regulatory front. Historically, regulatory agencies always try to finish the president's agenda before his last year in office. And the OMB actually encouraged all the agencies to hit their timelines on the rulemaking agenda. So they really want them to get these rules out on time. So we really expect it to be a busy year coming out of the CFPB. And it concerns us a lot because as you probably heard or saw, in 2014, credit unions took on $7.2 billion more dollars in regulatory burden.
Yeah.
And if it's anything like we think what 2016 and 2017 could be, that's going to be exacerbated many times.
Oh,
so it's concerning.
I mean, is there anything that can be, I guess,
I mean, I think we're doing it. I mean, everyone's here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming to for coming to DC and your meetings at the CFPB.
Mm-hmm.
Weighing in with comment letters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities for credit unions to engage with regulators. They can serve on the Credit Union Advisory Council at the CFPB.
Nice.
There's field hearings throughout the entire country throughout the year that they can attend. Even on the CFPB's website, they can go on. There's different parts where you can submit questions and submit comments. So I encourage the credit unions to, I know sometimes they think just about engaging with their members of Congress, but on the regulatory side, there's also a lot that can be done.
You know, that's something that hasn't been addressed. I mean, at least from my perspective, I mean, I know probably from your perspective, you see it all the time, but I haven't heard that addressed, but that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, I mean, we're talking advocacy here and getting in front of your representatives on a consistent basis, but the regulators too, my gosh.
Right. And we try to, in our comment letters, we send out all kinds of Twitter, Facebook, emails, LinkedIn, to try to get the members to weigh in with us about their concerns, because that makes the comment letters 100 times stronger if we can cite exact examples and give anecdotes about members that are being affected by these rules. So it's very important.
Ooh, election year is busier than ever. Wow.
Right.
All right. Well, Leah, thank you so much for stopping
thank
by.
You so
I know you've got a busy schedule here and a busy job, it sounds like. So thank you. Appreciate the time.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Thanks. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.